Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. It's going to be a beautiful day out there to get outside and garden. But we do have some cold weather on the horizon at the end of the week. So just be weary of that. I do have a bunch of phone calls on the line, so I want to get right to those. So Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Marla's in Greenfield, Mass.
Marla, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I actually have a question about an indoor plant, if that's
sure.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
I have a cast iron plant. It's the variation with the white specks on the front of the leaves. And at the top of the leaves, it turns brown and eventually works its way down through the leaf and kills it off. New growth is coming in all the time, but I can see even on the new growth that the very tip of the leaf there is brown. So I know the same thing's going to keep happening. Any thoughts?
Okay. How are you watering?
Sporadically, when I realize I haven't watered for a while. I think it's supposed to be moderately moist, and I may possibly let it dry out a little too much in between. I tend to overwater, so I'm trying to compensate for that.
Gotcha. So they do. There's a couple things, right? They don't like to be in very, very wet soils, and they don't want to be in dry soils. So they kind of want to be like evenly moist. It's hard to do, right? A lot going on, a lot of things to be thinking about. So what sometimes happens is, with the watering, if it's overwatered, where the water just doesn't drain well and it just sits there, the tips of the leaves start to turn yellow or brown, and then they kill back from there. That's just the nature of the beast with it. How is it for, light? How does it have? Is it full sun or is it partial? What do you have it under?
Well, I actually got it because I have one room that is, I get a lot of sun, but I have one room that's low light, and this was a low light plant.
Perfect.
So it's like a moderate. It's not direct sun at all.
Okay. Because sometimes when it has too much sun, it causes the same thing. So in a area where it doesn't have, where it has indirect light, that's the best way to do it, because sometimes there's scorch on the leaves that way. So that's why I wanted to ask in regards to it. So that's perfect condition for it. That's what it loves to have. So I think it has to do with the watering habits of it. So you don't want it to completely dry out where that soil turns that light brown color. And you don't want it to be overwatered. So instead of watering something like that, weekly, maybe it's looking at it and starting almost kind of like an experiment on it. You know, say you were to water it today. Every day, put your finger into the soil and see if the soil is wet still. See if it's damp. See how it is. And then if it's still wet, you know, wait till the next day. And if you're starting to feel that the plant and the soil is a little bit drier, maybe it's time to water. But it might be every few days. That could be okay. That could be part of it. You know, some people will even look at the tap water having too many minerals. I don't think that's the case on a lot of it, but some people with that say there's too many minerals from a tap water that you're getting from the city. You can let water, you take a watering can and let it sit overnight, and that will help some of the minerals kind of dissipate in the air from that. I don't think that's really the issue here. I think it's the watering. So, you know, I think that's where you got to kind of look at it, see what's going on. The other thing that it could be, you know, take a look and see if it's pot bound. Okay. You know, is the root system circling the pot? Sometimes what you can do, you can hold the plant with one hand and kind of flip it on its side to see if you can pull the pot off. I'd almost say that if it's really hard to get off, that the root system's probably very thick. So there could be an issue of what's happening is the, and it's not a bad thing, the roots have taken over, so there's not much soil, so the water can't slowly go to the plant, and then the roots absorb it. So maybe sometimes the water just sits or just goes right through at first. So that's something to take a look at with the pot there, because it can do some of the same things. It can start overcrowding, so the plant might look at it and say, all right, well, I need to get rid of some of these to survive as the main plant versus, you know, having this giant bushy plant with the root-bound plant. So that's something to check on. You don't want to go... you don't want to go from an extreme change in the pot. You don't want to go from, like, let's just call it an 8-inch pot to, like, a 14-inch pot. You want to go from, like, an 8-inch pot to a 10-inch pot. So it's usually, like, a 2-inch increment. You don't want to go, you know, from very small to big. So those are just some of the things that I would look at when it comes to the cast iron plant. See what's going on. Some of the times with those brown leaves, if you start to see a few of them, you know, it might make sense just to thin those out right from the beginning, right? So that it doesn't start to come all the way down from the tip down. It cleans it up. It thins it out a little bit because your plant stresses out over the issue because it's trying to fix it. The plant is focusing its effort on fixing those leaves. So if you start to see some of it happening, and like you said, you know, once some of them go, you see it's starting again. Get rid of some of those that are brown because they are going to come, they're going to start from the tip and die back to allow the plant to almost like rejuvenate itself. Like, okay, I don't have to focus on those. I can focus on my roots. I can focus on the leaves. I can focus on the plant itself. So it's a number of things. Like I said, I think it's watering. And take a look at that, and, you know, don't let it dry out, but don't let it stay too wet. And that, again, could go to the repotting aspect. Maybe it's the root system is very pot-bound, and it needs to go to the next level. So that's what I would look at first. And then from there, you know, I don't think there's a disease or an insect or something like that happening. I think it's more of your, you know, the watering habits of it.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
No problem. One last thing. You're right with trying to water it less with something that has indirect light and is not in the full sun. It's not going to dry out as quickly, right? So you're right in the aspect of trying to go multiple days or more in between watering. It's just getting the right amount of days is what you got to look at now. And I think you're doing, you know, you have it in the perfect location. You have a great looking plant otherwise. And so I think you're doing a lot of the right things here without it, you know, I think it's just one little thing to tweak it, and I bet you it'll be successful. Maybe give it some houseplant fertilizer, something that's more for a foliage-based, just an all-purpose, like a 10-10-10, to give it something back a little bit so the plant is kind of, you know, it's been stressed. And just like you or I, when we are sick or stressed or something like that, we need something to help bring us back. You know, for us, it might be coffee or like Advil, but for these, for something like this, it's like a fertilizer, right? So I think that's going to help it a little bit as well. So a few factors on there. It might seem like a lot of work, but in the end, you know, realize you're doing a lot right. It's just one or two little things we can change to make it a little bit more successful.
Okay. No, that's great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day and enjoy the sun today.
Yes, you too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I've said a few times, it's going to be a beautiful day out there today. Get out and enjoy it. Safely space out those 6 feet apart, but get out there, enjoy the sun, because we haven't had a lot of it lately. Had a lot of rain, which is good for our plants, good for our lawns, etc. Get out there and enjoy it. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. Do a bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's next?
Daryl's in Vermont.
Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
What is bugleweed?
Bugleweed is another name, isn't it? Ajuga?
It is the ajuga.
Yeah.
Someone asked me about bugleweed. I said, well, I've heard of it, but I'm not sure exactly how you figure it out. I mean, we're how to kill it. Big up here, like killing things, you know.
Yeah.
You were mentioning growing in planting bags.
Yep.
And without giving them any advertising, there is a company here in Vermont that produces quite a line of them, including a bag that has a trellis-type device that's sewed into the bag.
Okay.
And it's you know, you can find them if you look for them. We also have one of the best seed-producing companies here in Vermont, same thing. You'll find them. But then again, the biggest seed producer in the world is a division of Monsanto, right?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I did not know that, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, there's no Monsanto, so I guess it doesn't make a lot of difference. But a couple of things. If you're going to grow tomatoes, you're going to need a bigger container than you think. And if you grow the little guys, I think they call them, they used to call them like Sweet 100s and stuff like
yeah.
that. But another, the next size up now, we actually get a tomato, not just a little spot. Don't grow the big ones in your growing bag. There's just not enough available food in there to really get a lot of results. Obviously, don't plant corn, but one exception. There's popcorn out there, and this is fun if you got kids. You can plant actually four or five popcorn plants in a grow bag, and you'll think, oh, my gosh, you've got them stuffed in there so tight. They love it, and they'll produce 2 and sometimes 3 ears on a plant, whereas regular corn, if you, you know, you get 1. And when it grows, you let it grow until it just dries right out and rattles in the wind like bones. And you do get a pretty good return when the kids get to pop corn that they grew out in the yard. How bad could that be, right?
Yeah, right. It's gets them excited for that. I like that. I definitely.
Other than that, we're gonna take this day and go out and stand in the sun and kill off the virus there in the sunlight. Apparently, the ultraviolet light gets it. And you stop just before you get sunburned, I guess. So,
yeah, it's there's going to be a lot of. I will say this: there'll be a lot of interesting suntans going around this year.
I think you're right.
I'm all for the safety, so I follow wearing the masks like they recommend. And I'll tell you, it's funny. You take off the mask, and you almost have the mask is still on. They always
talk
about
a smile on that guy's face.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, we got to do what we can to keep safe, and that's what we're looking to do. I definitely have to agree with you on getting outside, enjoying the UV rays out there, and enjoying the sun. And it's a great idea with the popcorn plant. It's a pretty cool. Plant to grow, especially if you have little ones. Agree.
I grew them 1 year and gave them for Christmas presents. You get an ear of popcorn, and they had a little microwave popper.
Yep.
I found somewhere. I forget what company had it. And they got an ear of popcorn and a little microwave popper for a Christmas gift. And
that's pretty cool stuff.
One of my better ones, you know?
And I like it.
Oh, that Vermont company that grows seeds. Unnamed company. They have a container garden selection of organic seeds. There's 10 of them for less than $30. So you might, someone who wants to grow that sort of thing, might actually find them there. So you don't have to stand 6 feet away from the counter trying to figure what seeds are there. So
yeah, exactly. You too, Daryl.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to take a break. We'll get back. More of your questions. See you in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's waking up to another day of the battle against the coronavirus, as some are also battling some of the steps that are being taken to fight it. There were, again, protests in many cities and states yesterday against stay-at-home orders. Meanwhile, the U.S. death toll has surpassed 65,000, with the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the nation surpassing 1.1 million as of Friday night. Worldwide, the virus has claimed over 242,000 lives. A former president urging Americans to serve their neighbors by separating from them.
And it is frustrating that many of the normal tools of compassion, a hug, a touch, can bring the opposite of the good we intend.
That's from a 3-minute video released by George W. Bush's presidential library, in which he urges people to lay down their political differences as the country deals with the virus. This is USA Radio News.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell issued a rare joint statement declining the president's offer to provide rapid coronavirus testing for senators returning to Capitol Hill next week. They said Congress is grateful for the administration's generous offer to deploy rapid COVID-19 testing capabilities to Capitol Hill, but we respectfully decline the offer at this time, wanting to direct resources to the frontline facilities where they can do the most good the most quickly. They also stated, consistent with CDC guidelines, Congress will use the current testing protocol that the Office of the Attending Physician has put in place until the speedier technologies become more widely available. The U.S. military came out to show their support for healthcare workers on the East Coast. Fighter jets from the U.S. Navy Blue Angels and U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds continued to draw people outside, as today they flew over Atlanta, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. in honor of those healthcare workers. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Sorry about that, guys. Had a cord that came out of the wall here, so I was a little bit late in getting back to you. I apologize. So we do have calls on the line, so I want to get to them. Nathan, who's up next?
Sue is in Pelham.
Sue, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I have a lot of problems with my lawn.
Okay.
I have a lot of grubs. Even when there's no grass, I could put a shovel in there and I get grub. And I put some stuff down for them, grub X. And then my lawn is full of clover, violets, wall-to-wall violets. It's spreading the front yard, backyard. It's a mess. So I put grub X down last week, and I tested it yesterday, and there's still grubs there. So I don't know what to do about it. Because I want to plant seeds. If I put loom down, will the violets still come through?
Yeah, unfortunately they will. So what I would actually suggest doing, so the GrubX is a season-long control. It's not a control that is instant. So what I would look for you to do is use a product by the name of Dilox. Dilox is a product from Bayer Advanced. They call it Bio Advanced at this point. It comes in a black package. It says 24-hour insect control on it. So what it does is it it puts down all of its chemical in 24 hours, and once it's done, it's leached through the system. That's going to kill the grubs that are there currently. Whereas a GrubX, it's almost like a preventative. It will do something when the grubs are younger, right? The grubs that are up at this point are more in the adult stage, going towards the Japanese beetle later on in the season. So they're a little bit more advanced. So you need a little bit something else when it comes to taking care of the grubs. So I'd recommend using this product now.
So it's Dylox, D-Y-E-L-O-C-K?
D-Y-L-O-X. And again, if that's the active ingredient, the product it's in is 24-hour insect control. Comes in a black bag. When you find the package, it'll have a distinct smell to it. You'll know exactly what I mean when you get the package. It's like kind of like a cocoa, but you'll know exactly what I mean. You'll pick up the bag, you'll smell and go, yep, exactly. That would be the one.
What's the ratio on that to spread?
To what?
The ratio to spread that on the line.
I would have to, so they have a 5,000 and a 15,000 square foot bag.
Okay.
I'd have to look at the back of the bag to say, you know, what number you would use for, spreader wise.
Okay.
It usually will tell you if it's a heavy infestation. They want you to open it up, all the way, and you might actually have to do it a little bit more.
Okay.
So this is one that's a chemical, right? So in the long term, if you're looking to do something more organic with them, there are tons of options out there for it to help protect it going forward. It might just be something you're going to need to use this synthetic product to really get the infestation down. That GrubX, not organic, but the GrubX would be a season-long killer. Usually what they say to do is put that down at the end of May. Because it lasts 3 months, so that would be all of May, all of June, all of July, and all of August. And Yeah, the season long for it is a 3 month, but those are the important stages of a grub's life cycle. And so those 3 months, towards the middle to end of May to the end of August, that's the major life cycle of a grub for overwintering to the next season to getting the ones that you're seeing now. So if you can control it for that season long, you're going to be able to help control next year's grub control.
Okay.
So I know it sounds funny to say season long is 3 months, but it's really more for the life cycle of the grub, their season long versus our season as we know it.
So if I take care of them this summer, and then next spring, next summer in May, should I reapply this every year?
So you're going to notice that it's going to go down by using the Dylox at this point and then the GrubX. You're probably going to have to reapply this Dylox product towards the end of August, okay, it's not an issue that you put it down a week ago or anything. I'm not saying that. But it doesn't last till the end of the cycle. So you might see some that have gone through at the end of August. Again, you might see some more of the grubs, working their way back up. So you're probably going to have to use it again for the fall. And then next spring, use this product in the month of April, probably mid-April. And then go into the season long, and you could use a GrubX, you can use a grub beater, any of those, towards the end of May until the end of August and really help build that cycle. Again, there's some organic products. Natural Alternative has a great one called Grub Gone. That's a good one. There's Milky Spore. Milky Spore is one that's been out there for years. You have to make sure
I heard diatomaceous earth work.
So diatomaceous earth will work when they're closest to the surface. So the diatomaceous earth is this exoskeleton. So when the grub rubs up against it, it breaks its coating and will break it down that way. But they need to rub into it. So it needs to be built into the soil, that type of thing.
Even when I don't have any grass, I'll dig and there's grubs there.
Well, so.
And then it's my garden, my flower garden, and I'm afraid they're going to eat all the roots of my flowers.
Understandable. And it's, so that's why this 24-hour killer is the way to go right now with an infestation.
Okay. Right.
Because it's more focused for the more adult type grubs, whereas the grub X and the season long killers are, they want to get them when they're younger because they're a little bit weaker
I'm redoing my yard, so now I want to get a lot of loam and plant seed. Now,
okay.
Can I still do that?
You definitely can. You really can. So you were talking about, you had violets, was it, in the lawn right now?
Oh, they look beautiful, but I mean, what's happening is, because the grubs are eating everything, I have a lot of bare spots.
Yep.
I even have, what do they call them, paintbrushes, the tall flower, make a stem of yellow flower.
That's, okay.
I'm loaded with that, and then I'm loaded with something that looks like a strawberry vine, but it's like green and edgy on the edges.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I have a lot of that. I mean, I think the house is empty for a while. I've only been here like 3 years. So, but I love to be outside. I'm outside from morning till night. And I'm working like crazy, but those grubs are driving me nuts.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a couple things with the lawn. You said you want to bring in more loom, cover the whole area.
Yeah, I'm supposed to get in the area of 20 yards.
Okay. And how thick were you looking to do the soil?
Well, my yard is very wet.
Okay.
There's a lot of ledge around here. I mean, when it rains, it's just like you're walking on a sponge. And I have a lot of moss growing also. So I was thinking of putting it down thick and trying to make that water go down, flow down the hill.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because I have a lot of low spots. It's almost like a cup.
Yep. So I think there's another thing you can look into after adding the loom or putting it down before the loom. There's a couple products out there. I've talked about it a few times. Natural Alternatives has a product called Sulfur. That sulfur is one that will actually help break up some of the compact soil underneath it that's causing some of that moss. You also... go ahead.
Should I bash it?
Well, so if you're putting the soil over the top, I wouldn't thatch it. I wouldn't even really worry about the ground under the any grass that you have. You're going to cover the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
So what I would be looking to do, since you've had moss and bare spots, your pH is probably low, and your and with having a compact area, they probably, on ledge, they probably brought in, when the house was built, some heavier soil with some clay filled to it to really compact it.
Yeah, the house was built in 1936.
Okay, well, maybe not as much, but...
And chipmunks, I have tons and tons of chipmunks if you want them.
I'm okay.
I remember your father saying that your house, or his home, it was so bad that they undermined a walkway.
They did. The walkway that was in the front of our house, they actually completely undermined a lot of it. So
I'm wondering what I can do over here because they're all over the place.
There are some repellents out there. A really good one to use for that would be a product called Rat Magic. I know you're thinking, I don't need something. I don't have rats, but they're in the same type of family with the way that they can be repelled. So that is something I would use in areas to try and push them out. Don't make a perimeter around the outside of your property because you'll just trap them in. So find some of the areas that they're the most active and place it, you know, closer to the house to push them away from your property. That's something to do.
I heard vinegar, apple cider vinegar in their hole.
Yeah, sometimes that'll work. That can be something to do. I've seen the Wrap Magic work, so that's kind of why I recommend it myself. But you know, as far as the lawn, I'd look for you to get a, you know, once you put the loom in, make sure you put down that either that sulfur product or Jonathan Green has a product called Love Your Soil. Putting those down multiple times in one season is going to help break up that clay that's underneath there, break up that compact area, and allow the water to go through.
Should I do that before I get the loom?
You could do it now and then do it again in about 6 weeks. So it can be, you know, do it underneath the loom, put the loom down. You wait another 6 weeks and then put it down again, and it's really going to help some of that compaction that's underneath there so the water will go through a little bit easier.
Yeah, that's what I need, yeah. So sulfur or...
It's called Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Alright, thank you so much.
Alright, you have a great one, Sue.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I have to throw something at you when Daryl's on the phone.
Yeah.
How is your hunt for tires for your potato garden?
I couldn't find any.
Okay. When I heard Daryl, I remember him saying about growing potatoes and tires, and
exactly.
You were going to start looking for them. Okay. I got two questions this morning. One is,
sure.
how do I enhance my raspberry plants? This year they seem to be behind the eight ball. And the other thing is there any decent compost maker out there? Because with all this cold weather and no heat, some of my compost is not composting. Thank you.
Okay, so start with the compost. You're looking just to get like a pre-bagged compost?
Well, actually, I got so much stuff left over, you know, from last year and even this year that I try to compost as much as I can on my own. So I like to throw in some starter to get it going.
Okay.
And then let it go from there.
So there is one from Espoma. They have a compost accelerator. That's
okay.
A good one to use in a compost pile. Comes in a granular form to help build up, help it grow a little bit quicker. So that's something that I would be looking to do. At this time. It comes in like a 4-pound bag, if I remember correctly. Has like a light brown color to the base of it. But that is something that I would look at doing to accelerate it. I'm sure way down below, probably has some warm temperatures. But for compost, we need to get the temperatures. I think it needs to be like 160 degrees inside for it really to boil, if you will. It's not boil, but you know what I mean. To cook inside there to really get it going. So I think that's what. That's what I would use and look to do. Okay. Now, as far as the raspberries, are they ever-blooming ones, or are they summer-fruiting?
Actually, my raspberries get two crops per year.
Okay.
So one in the spring and one in the fall.
Okay. And have you done any pruning to them at all?
Oh, last fall, I decided after listening to you how you said how the plant at a cutting will generate more branches.
Yep.
So everything was cut to almost to just a 5 foot height, and that's it.
Okay.
Now I can see new shoots coming, but I, you know, we're so far behind. There won't be any raspberries as far as this year goes.
Yeah. No. It's it's hard to see it. The weather has been so odd, if you will. It's hard to say this is exactly what to do on it. I think some of your raspberries will start to bush out more a little bit, and I think that could be something that's going on with this year. What I'd like to see you do with the fertilizer, there's a couple out there that you can use. Espoma has one called Berry Tone.
Okay.
It's a granular form, so you could put that down now.
Sure.
So that's definitely something to look. They usually, raspberries like a heavier nitrogen in their fertilizer. But you could use like a 10-10-10 fertilizer to help it along, you know, an all-purpose. Give it a little bit of everything. That's what I would look at, either one of those. I'd look for the granular because it's more of a season-long type fertilizer with it. I'd almost say that, and I'd have to double check from Espoma's website, but I think you might be able to do it multiple times during the season. Sometimes with the with like a 10-10-10, you can do it every 6 weeks. So I'd take a look at the back of the package for like that Berry Tone, but I think that would be helpful for you.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Take good
care.
Stay safe.
You too. Alrighty. Alright, well, we're going to take a break here. 855-660-4261. See you in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.